Vaccination saves lives. Flu, get protected. Information for people having the flu vaccine by injection. This information is available in Welsh. Key facts. Protect yourself and others by having your flu vaccine. Flu is caused by a virus that can lead to serious illness and even hospital care. In a normal winter, thousands of people in the UK will die from health problems caused by flu. Flu is more likely to cause serious illness if you have a long-term health condition, are pregnant, or are an older adult. It can also be serious for babies under 6 months old. Having the flu vaccine is a quick, simple, and safe way to protect yourself. By getting vaccinated, you also reduce the chance of spreading flu to others. Even if you've been vaccinated before, your protection fades and virus strains change over time. That is why the flu vaccine is offered every year. Each year in Wales, around 1 million people have their flu vaccine. That's more than one in every four people. Act now. Get your flu vaccine when it is offered to you. What is flu and how does it spread? Flu is a virus that spreads easily. You can catch it when someone with flu coughs, sneezes or talks near you, as tiny droplets with the virus can get into your nose, mouth or eyes, and you touch things with the flu virus on them, such as door handles, then touch your nose, mouth or eyes. Fact. Flu can spread quickly in places where people are close together, such as care homes and schools. Flu symptoms come on very quickly and can include a sudden fever and chills, a headache, muscle aches and pains, feeling very tired, and a dry cough, sore throat and stuffy nose. For more information about the symptoms of flu, go to NHS 111 Wales-Health-A-Z:flu, an external site. Who should have the flu vaccine? You should have the flu vaccine if you are pregnant, aged 65 or over, or turn 65 before the end of the flu vaccination programme, usually March each year, or aged 6 months to 64 years with a long-term health condition, including problems with your chest or breathing, such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, or asthma, that need regular steroid inhalers or tablets, a heart problem, kidney disease from stage 3, liver disease, nerve conditions, such as Parkinson's disease, or motor neurone disease, a learning disability, severe mental illness, diabetes, epilepsy, a weak immune system due to illness or treatment, a missing spleen or a problem with your spleen, or being very overweight, a body mass index, BMI, of 40 or more, and age 16 or over. Even if you feel well, you are at a higher risk of getting seriously ill from flu if any of the above apply to you. If you are pregnant, an information booklet about vaccination during pregnancy is available on our website at phw.nhs.wales/topics/immunisation-and-vaccines/leaflets. The following people should also have the flu vaccine to help protect themselves and those around them. People living in a care home, people working directly with patients or clients in health or social care, people who are homeless, poultry workers who are at high risk, children aged 2 and 3 years, age on 31st of August, school-aged children and young people from reception to year 11, carers, First responders and members of voluntary organisations providing planned emergency first aid. Those who live with someone who has a weak immune system. When and where can I have the flu vaccine by injection? From September. The table below shows who can have the flu vaccine by injection from September. Table heading, group, and where to have your vaccine. Pregnant women, GP surgery, some local pharmacies, or from your midwife in some areas of Wales. Children aged 6 months to 2 years with a long-term health condition. GP surgery. Children aged 2 to 3 who cannot have or prefer not to have the nasal spray vaccine. GP surgery. School-aged children from reception to year 11 who cannot have or prefer not to have the nasal spray vaccine. GP surgery or in school. You can ask your school nurse, GP surgery or local health board for advice. If you are pregnant, you can have the flu vaccine at any stage of your pregnancy. It is recommended to have the flu vaccine as soon as you are offered it. The flu vaccine is offered to all children aged between 2 and 3 and to school-aged children from reception to year 11. In most cases, children and young people aged 2 to 17 are offered the nasal spray flu vaccine. For more information about the flu nasal spray, visit this web link, phw.nhs.wales/topics/immunisation-and-vaccines/flu-vaccine/eligibility. If you are a health and social care worker, you may also be offered the vaccine from September. From October, the flu vaccine is available to all other eligible adults from October. In Wales, where you have your flu vaccine may depend on where you live. You may be able to have it at one of the following: your GP surgery, a local pharmacy, a care home if you live in a care home, a community vaccination centre. Speak to your GP surgery or local pharmacy to find out where you can have your vaccination. If you work in health and social care, speak to your employer about how to get your vaccine. Ideally, the flu vaccine should be given before flu starts to spread. However, it can still be given at a later date. I had a flu vaccine last year. Why do I need another one this year? Flu viruses change over time and protection from the vaccine fades. That is why it is important to have the flu vaccine every year if you are eligible. Does the flu vaccine work? It usually takes around 14 days for the vaccine to start working. The vaccine helps protect you against the most common types of flu. No vaccine is 100% effective, so it is still important to know the signs and symptoms of flu, even if you or your child are vaccinated. If you do get flu, it is likely to be milder and should not last as long. For more information about flu, visit NHS 111 Wales-health-a-z:flu. An external site. Is the flu vaccine safe? Yes, the flu vaccine is safe. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety continues to be monitored. Millions of doses have been safely given in the UK. Fact: the flu vaccine cannot give you flu. Is there anyone who should not have the flu vaccine? Very few people cannot have the flu vaccination. You should not have the vaccine if you have had a serious, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the same vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Speak to the person giving you the vaccine if you've had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. What about giving consent? Young people under the age of 16 may be able to give consent themselves if they are mature enough to fully understand what is being offered. However, it is best that parents or guardians are involved in their decision about having the vaccine. The person giving the vaccine will always check they have consent first. They will discuss the vaccine at the appointment and answer any questions. How is the flu vaccine by injection given? Adults and children aged 12 months and over are given the vaccine as an injection in the upper arm. Babies aged between 6 and 12 months are given the vaccine by injection into the thigh. What are the side effects of the flu vaccine? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. The most common side effects include pain, bruising, redness, swelling, or a hard lump where you had the injection, a headache, muscle or joint pain, tiredness, loss of appetite, diarrhea, a change in eating habits in children, irritability in children, and sleepiness in children. See the back page of this leaflet for further details on the vaccine, including all possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. Can I have the flu vaccine at the same time as other vaccines? You can have the flu vaccine at the same time as most other vaccines. The person giving you the vaccine can discuss this with you. What if I am unwell on the day of the vaccine? If you are unwell, it is better to wait until you have recovered to have the vaccine, but you should try to have it as soon as possible. If you cannot go to your vaccination appointment, please cancel it and make a new appointment. If in doubt, discuss this with the person giving you your vaccination. Fact: a minor illness, such as a cold, is not a reason to delay your vaccine. If you have a fear of needles, let the person giving you the vaccine know. They will support you. To help stop viruses spreading, remember to catch it, use a tissue when you sneeze or cough, bin it, put the tissue in the bin as soon as possible, kill it, wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit the web link phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can go to 111.wales.nhs.uk, an external site. Talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, an external site. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at web link phw.nhs.wales/flu vaccine. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard, an external site, by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information, an external site. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, Version 1, August 2025. ISBN 978-1-83766-689-8. This is the end of the audio recording of the Flu Get Protected leaflet. Thanks for listening.